CSX Big Jim's house. I'm trying to keep up with the text messages coming across the screen here. It's 8:07, and what other pets are we getting this morning? I'm seeing some other ones pop up as we kind of move along.
We had somebody say that their mom worked at a pet shop and they sold piranhas there. And okay. then we had somebody text in and say that they had a caiman too. Somebody else says they have 4 dogs, 2 snakes, a hedgehog, 4 tarantulas, and a cockatoo. Somebody else said they had scorpions that when you put them under a black light, they glowed fluorescent green. I've seen that before.
Seriously? You can have those?
That's
pets?
Cool.
Okay.
And then Kevin and then his wife Judy from Kroger's, they have a potbelly pig named Wilbur who lives in their house and he weighs about 200 pounds.
This whole conversation starting in, if you just tune in this morning, good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. 39 degrees, 43 for a high, partly cloudy skies. A sky in Kansas City. Now, we'll text it to you if you want to see about this 7-foot gator. The keyword, of course, is...
gator.
Here he is talking to the reporters about Catfish, which was the name of his alligator that was his pet.
I've had him since he was itty-bitty, and it's my pet. He's my little buddy. Sometimes he gets kind of smelly, but he's a big cuddly gator. He wags his tail when I come home.
They called in Dana Savarelli from Monkey Island Rescue to help. Savarelli says he found Catfish in a pool inside the house.
With the water that was in it, maybe 18 inches deep. But he could get up and go out and cruise through the house. He had a ramp.
He's not a ferocious animal like people want to make him out to be. Anybody who's ever met him would know.
It was his pet. He says that it would lay in his lap at night. It would go get the newspaper. Right? It was afraid of thunderstorms. You're shaking your head. You're still not buying any of this even after hearing the guy talking about it.
This guy's a loony
his
pet gator. Man.
All right. Keyword, you think so? So we've had some interesting animal stories here. Of course, you have a family member who had a gator, your Uncle Don.
Uncle Don had one.
And a monkey.
And can't forget about the monkey.
In Mount Clemens, and he would have parties, and people would go in the bathroom, and there's an alligator in the bathtub.
He used to take showers at his friend's house because he couldn't take a shower in his own shower.
See, if he had a gator, if he had trained the gator like the guy did with Catfish, it wouldn't have been a problem here. Oh, wait, Ryan's waving at us. April, what's going on?
Hey, Big Jim, Aaron, how you doing?
We're good. So do you have a pet story?
I do. When I was 7 years old, my dad, we lived out in Saginaw. We had 35 acres. And my dad used to set mobile homes for a living, you know. So this guy, he was out setting one for him. He came home with a 75-pound baby black bear.
What?
Yes. He brought, my mother had a fit. She's like, what are you going to do with this? He's like, well, I thought she could play with it. You know, it's a pet. The guy had it out in his barn.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember this. And it was a little fuzzy. We only got to keep it for like 3 days. And then he gave it to, I don't know who else he gave it to. But it was some guy in us. And he said he had got it from a circus. And he couldn't pay him for setting up his mobile home. So he said, here, will you take this, you know, because you got all that acreage. He's like, yeah, okay. So he come home with this bear.
Wow.
That is the greatest story of the morning, April. You win. That's fantastic. All right. Thanks for sharing that with us. You have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Both of you. Bye-bye.